Greetings. Today I'm in the Netherlands. I've had a great several days here with the church in Utrecht. I've met with the church body, teens, individuals, and will complete tonight with a gathering of several ladies who are pressing into the realities of the kingdom of God. I've had a great time. Thank you to Pastors Niels and Sandra and all the church family here. Tomorrow I will journey on to Portugal. Jesus came to our world as the firstborn of a new creation. He is the eternal Adam of mankind, and the body of Christ is joined to him as bone of his bones to be the life-giving womb of eternal Eve in the earth. Eternal life is to know God and to know Jesus Christ the Son, John 17:3. This is to know the Father and to know the Son through the fellowship of Holy Spirit in our lives. The prophet John foretold of the grace that would come to us through Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus is the one who submerges us into the life and testimony of Holy Spirit, and he is the one who submerges us in fire. To be submerged in Holy Spirit is to be clothed in a heavenly testimony of Christ who resides within us. As sons and daughters in Christ, we can live in a lifestyle of continued transformational change unto life because Holy Spirit teaches us by submerging us in the fullness of life. As was foreshadowed in the priests of the Old Covenant, we wear a heavenly robe with a hem that touches the earth beneath our feet that manifests the fruit of Holy Spirit and the power of Holy Spirit in our lives. We bring life to our world by the overflowing life of Christ within us. Exodus 39, verses 24 through 26. They made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet, and of fine woven linen. And they made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates on the hem of the robe all around between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe to minister in, as the Lord had commanded Moses. It is the fruit of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit that testifies that we are clothed in Christ. The fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control is increasingly evident in our lives as we live a lifestyle of being submerged in Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22 and 23. The testimony that Jesus is Lord is seen through the charisma of Holy Spirit that reveals an external testimony of the one who lives within us. 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 10. This is the testimony that comes by being submerged in Holy Spirit. What about a baptism of fire? What does it mean to be submerged or submersed into the presence of God's fire? The fire of God is referenced in the scripture hundreds of times. The fire of God is good news for those who seek him, know him, and desire to know him more. The fire of God simply consumes what can be consumed and impassions us to be ministers of life in our world. Psalms 104, verse 4, who makes his angels, spirits, winds, his messengers, a flame of fire. Angels are sent ones. Angels are not just spirit beings. The name angel is a testimony of those who are sent with the good news of life. As sons and daughters of God in Christ, we are sent to bring God's life to our world. We are sent of the Spirit of God, and we will be clothed in the Spirit. We minister life to our world. To be a minister is to be a worshiper of God or an attendant to his presence and purpose. We are to be both a testimony of the Spirit and a testimony of fire. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.